every time. And I'm connecting the model with the room where not every the model goes. Many are watching the model, and then the model go over the stuff in the school and the home.
Will you be using the technology in the future again?
I think so. Next year, you know. The windpipe was severed. So, these are proof so many. The membrane of the brain was clear. These are related to quote. The heart was percolated into the cavity. In other words, it has to be in full measure that it becomes clear into the cavity of the heart. Misero ha sempre venuto da Putin. If the time was fractured, then the spinal cord was severed. Now why did it mention both? What is it? Both things that happen. One thing, each one. So the important thing is of the severing of the spinal cord. But this usually occurs as a result of the fracture of the spine. When there is a fracture in the spine, from the melee, the spinal cord becomes fractured. But that's important. It's time to point it out. He was greatly connected with us. To call the wrong for the root. It is Kalonet. We will see how it works. Hello? Suppose the reason of it is in the membrane of the heart. But he doesn't penetrate into
the cavity of the heart, so to some extent it is shared. Mikvah ha-shem rev nitzrach ha-chutshom, chodim, utrinu didor mishem chutu, not because of the fracture of the spine per se, but because of the severance of the spinal cord. Mikvah ha-shem rev, why did the Mishnah mention the fracture of the spine? Uchelibi uchenoka, gitzikas ha-chutsa u-mishmir ha-shem rev. But the important thing is the psikas achutz, the fact that the spinal cord was missing. Nita lakovein in the shtayim and the klum. If the whole river was taken out and nothing remained. Now the Gemara will ask a kasha. From here it appears that suppose a little bit of the river is still remaining. That's it. The major portion of the river is cut out, but a little bit of the river still remains, no matter how small it is. So it's not raised. And then it's mashma that only if a kazayis, if a minimum of the kazayis of the river remains. So I give more emphasis. Alright. Nikla kovel mishtayim in the room. If the river is removed and nothing is remains of the river. So, for Eishen Nikvo, Oisha Chosu, if the lung became perforated or it became deficient, the Pshimlein may rach the knocking libesas in pain. In other words, that when the neck of the ray and makes the pain of rainfall, only if it appears into the bronchi, that there are some of them, that they join the lung, but in the neck, in the lung, does not penetrate into the bronchi, so then it's not safe for a contraption. Nikva king. Now, a behemoth has four stomachs. So the four stomachs are called in the Gemara Keres, that's the first stomach. That's called in English the rumen, R-U-M-E-S. there's the first stomach. From the esophagus, the food goes into the rumen. That's the carrot. Then, from the rumen, from the carrot, it goes into the beta cases. There's the second stomach, the base. The food first passes into the first stomach, the carrot, or it's called rumen. Then from the first stomach, the rumen, it goes into the beta cases, it's called in English the reticulum. And then from the second, the beta cases, the second stomach, the reticulum. And then from the second stomach, from the beta cases, it goes into the third stomach. It goes into the third stomach, and then from the third stomach, is called in English the mesem, I think. And then from the third stomach, it goes into the stomach proper. The fourth stomach, that's kevi. So nikva kevi. Now the third stomach is called in English the mesem, and in the Mishnah it's the same word, hemses. There's the third stomach, and then from the third stomach it goes into the stomach proper. There's the kevi. There's the main stomach, the fourth stomach. There's the ebo mesem, it's called in English. So nikva kevo, that's the fourth stomach. But the same aloha applies to the other stomachs too. Here the Mishnah mentions the fourth stomach. Nikva is the kevo, the abomasum, became perforated. Nikva hamoro, if the gallbladder became perforated. Nikva daki, if the intestines became perforated. Now, hakeres apnimi shenikva. So the Gemara pointed out, explains what is keres apnimi. So the Gemara says that it is called Sanye Vive, what people call the hated part, the portion that is hated by the wolves. In other words, the wolves don't like this portion of the stomach. And it is at the upper, at the juncture between the esophagus, the Sanye Vive, the hated portion, the portion hated by the wolves. So it is in the upper portion of the first stomach of the wolf, and it is mamish close at the mouth of the stomach, at the juncture between the esophagus and the rumen. So that's called hakeres apnimi. So if this keres apnimi, that's really the upper portion of the rumen, shenikvo, oi shenikvo rivachitzeino, that is, if the membrane or that covers the stomach, so that was torn. So it's framed. Hagdei lo tef. In other words, if it's a big share, a bull, so even though it was torn to the extent of one tefach only, and in a big, in a bull, so one tefach is much less than the major portion of the membrane that covers the rumen of the bull. So it's also fatal. But suppose it's a small share, so even though it's less than a tefach, but as long as it's torn, the major portion of the membrane that covers the rumen was torn, so it's free. Now, hemses of beisakeses, the third stomach, or the beisakeses, the second stomach, the reticulum, she nikvu lechutz, only if they became perforated outside. But suppose there is a perforation at the juncture between one stomach and the other, so the mele, then it's not treated, because the fact that the neket appears to be at the juncture, so it's protected. So one stomach, so the membrane of one protects the neck. So only if it's lechutz, not at the juncture, between one and the other. Not from an agar. Suppose that behemoth fell off the roof. Nishtabru rifts of itself. Suppose that the major, most of the ribs were fractured. Utrus is as it. Now that's trus. Actually, trus, as the Rambam points out, is the treife that the Torah spells it out. Ubosa basode treifel is a chayu. What does it mean, trus basode? That if it was torn by chayu, by beast, by lion, so mimele, that is drusum. So this is the treif that is explicitly mentioned by the Torah. So that's treif. Udrusas hazeh. Now, so according to the Tanakame, so when he says drusas hazeh, he doesn't mean only drusas hazeh. He means even zeh. Needless to mention, if the behemoth was clawed, drusa means that a lion with its claws clawed the behemoth of the foreleg, not of the hind, only beyond, only if it was nitris or beyond of the lion, that's the foreleg, not the regal of the lion. Why is it treifer? Because the tziperet, the claw of the foreleg of the lion, when it tears the behemoth, when it claws the behemoth, so then it injects the poison. Suppose the lion would bite the behemoth with its teeth, it will not be drusa. Only when it's clawed by its parent, not when it's clawed by its teeth. So why is it a treifer? Because when the lion claws the behemoth, so it thereby injects the poison into the system of the behemoth, and it's a phalomus. So melee, it is treifer. So of course, if a lion was there in the behemoth, it goes without saying that it's treifer. But Tanakhama says that even if a wolf clawed the behemoth, it's also treifer. Rabbi Yehuda, it all depends. Trusas azay bidako, utrusas ari bigaso. If it's a behemoth dako, then not only if it was clawed by a lion, even if the behemoth dako, let's say a lamb, was clawed by wool, so it's also treifer. Mashein came, if it's a bull, it's a behemoth gaso. So only, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only if it was clawed by a lion, not if it was clawed, if it was nidri, so by wool. Rabbi Yehuda ime atrusas azeh bidako, utrusas ari bigaso. Trusas aneitz, Beif adak. If it is a small fowl, like a tziper and a yeno, so then even if it was not nidriso, al yidei an ifagas would be a falcon, vulture. But Neitz is a hawk. Now, even though the hawk is used as the symbol of prey, we say, I mean, this one is a hawk. And according to many Americans and so-called liberal Jews, so like Philip Plotnik, so Menachem Begin is the hawk, is the hawk. So hawk is the symbol of a bird of prey, but they are much more, I mean, they are bigger hawks than the so-called hawk. I mean, in other words, a vulture or a falcon is a bigger hawk than the so-called hawk. So drusus aneis with a duck in small fowl. So even if it was clawed by a hawk, not by a vulture or a falcon, so it's already trained. But drusus agas, but big fowl, a big bird, a big fowl, so it's only a train for even if a gas clawed it, was there, let's say, a falcon or a vulture, not if a hawk clawed it. Zeakwal, kolchein komeo chayo treif, any makom that occurs in the behemoth or in the hawk, an account of which it cannot live, so it's a treif. Now let's see the Rashi. אם הוא תריף לסכור לכם משהו, פסוקו לרוב וברובו. לביס חלום, אם הוא מגיע לכל קוטונסי ונקשירו. נברא שטר ונפסקה חוט חודי, אם הוא תריף את זה עם שם חוטו, בקוז זה ספיין וקור. ונברא שטר ונקטור נאוך, ונמיול זה נוקה. לפסיק את זה חוט על די שבירה שטרי. אוי שחוסכו בגמור את פורי, חיים נקב, סינפי נעז, כנוקוני, סקטני, סמספשטי, בסיכורי יש האדם נווי אבו, כי שחי תחימייס, הקרס הפנימייס, בגמור בפורש, בוצן ידיבה, the heated portion in the keres, it's heated by the wolves. I mean, that's the upper portion. That's at the mouth. At the mouth of the keres of the woman, at the juncture between the esophagus and the keres. So, shenikvo bimashu, reivachit seino bimor meforish. Deilu uktano loy gaso bidako koma. When Rabbi Yude distinguishes between Gdeilo tefar, v'ktana berubo, it doesn't mean gdeilo like a bull and ktana like a lev. Not beimo dakom, beimo gas. But it means a small share and a big share. Loi gasu v'dako koma, ela share kot m'share godo, im nikra tefar b'share, ava gadla berube. Hem says, there's the third stomach. Omese, ubeisake says the second stomach, the reticulum. Seifa kere shikirim pounsa. Also kikeiva, vikoro bisa keisis. The hem says the third stomach mechubabe. Visob yusob yuchim bom kishat mardiwa yesh teifim oze vedeifim oze. Uvehem tzayin shefchim, so the food is emptied out from one into the other. Uvehem tzayin shefchim ze leze. Vahamachal nichnas. Mi bisa keisis lehem says. Umehem says lekeivo. Umehakeivo lidaki. Then from the fourth stomach, there's the stomach proper, the cave, the abomasin. So then from there, the food goes into the dark, into the intestines. Shenikvo lechut shanekev tiram bechut, uche shenikvo oize oize shaloyim mok mechiburon. Not at the point of juncture between one stomach and the other. Lafuke shenikvo mechiburon b'shtei tifnaisi. Vanekev eilech mechol shalzeh lechol shalzeh. So then the daven of one protects the nekev of the other. והמחל נכנס מביס הקיסס להמצס ביס הקיסס להמצס ומהמצס לקיבו ומהקיבו לדק או שניקו לחוץ שהנקם נירם בחוץ כניקו איזה או איזה שלא מכיר חובו מאפק שניקו מכיר חובו משתי נפסים ואני כפיל לך מחול של זה וחול של זה נופלו מן הגג וישוחתו מיד רעיפו אף על פי שאין שבע נרבו חי שישים שנסרקו ונספרקו יבוראו. So it's not the fall by itself that makes it a trefo. Let's say, suppose a behemoth will fall from the gag upon a bundle of pillows, something very soft, so then it will not become trefo. If it falls from a height, so then there is always a choshe until we ascertain it. That is not so. But if we didn't ascertain it, so there was also a choshe that all the volume became shattered as a result of the fall. Shenisras to this park of Areo, so there is a pass. There is a choshe lest the volume became dislodged. The time betrayed. Shalochen lechem sinayim. ובגמור אומר שימשו עשו Meisleis vi shochto ksheiro vi aval pishalo yomdo. So, suppose a behemoth fell off a certain height, and then 24 hours elapsed, and the behemoth is alright. So that's a raya that the Yvorim were not misras. Aval pishalo yomdo. Nishtabu reif tzal nisero bilishim nifila treifo. Suppose you know that most of the ribs became fractured, even though there was no fall, because of some other reason, because it was shot, and because of the shot, so most of the ribs were fractured. So then it's also treifon. So if it was stricken by the wolf with its claw, so why is it treifon? Umatu beres, because if it is clawed by a beast, by wild beast, then the wild beast injects its venom, its poison, into the system of the vein. We say for bidak, avol migaso. But if it's a bull, let's say a behemo gaso, so according to Rabbi Yude, so a wolf cannot inject the poison so quickly, but only a lion. Udus sagi migaso, we coaching bidak. Vitanekamisova, alim zirei, that the venom, the poison is strong enough, the poison injected by wolf is strong enough to burn it, to burn the system. Vimikluya namaligas, haneitz, that's a hope. Veifadak, tzipir viyen, trisagas. Veifagas, avozit vitanegay. Zakla, ignore before I saw your mind. Kol shein komeo chayo. Shalokso mako shein behimo likuyo digmoso shein behimo likuyo digmoso ruyo lichis. Shein behimo likuyo digmoso ruyo lichis. In other words, if it has that kind of a mako, which the klal is, if any behimo that is stricken in such a mako cannot live, cannot survive. So that's it, right? That's it, right? Now the question is, the main question here in this Mishnah, in this Gemara is, now the Mishnah mentions Zeh klal kol shein komeo chayotrei, that the treifa doesn't live, doesn't survive for more than 12 months. There is one mandoma who says the treifa chayo, but this tan of this Mishnah holds the treifa in the chayo, it cannot survive for more than 12 months. Alright, the question is this the essential fact, or it's only an accidental fact? If we say that this is an essential fact, so then it means that the reason as to why nikaf krum shel meach, or nikaf alev lebis chalole, if the membrane of the heart is perforated, or if the lung is perforated, so it's therefore because as a result of a perforated lung, so the behemoth must die. So we can say this is the essential fact. In other words, it is a treifa because it is destined to die as a result of a perforated lung. Or maybe just a semen. It's an accidental fact. It just happens, the Chachomim give us a semen. It just happens. It's an accidental fact that every one of the treifas doesn't survive, can't survive for more than 12 months. But it's a treifa because the Torah, the Aloch Lemish Sinai declared these Yutches treifas. The Torah mentions Yutches treifas. So if you count them up, so you'll find it's 18. So in other words, so the Aloch Lemish Sinai declared them as treifa. And then, coincidentally, or accidentally, all these Yutches treifas cannot survive. But it's a treifa because it's a treifa. And this is an accidental fact, a coincidental fact. It's not an essential fact. So this is the question. Is, according to the Mandoma, the treifa in Chayo is it only a simen, but it's not a treifa because it cannot survive. It's a treifa because it's a treifa, because the Aloch Lemishim Sinai declared this Yutches Makes as a treifa. But then, as a coincidental fact, we know that these treifas, which are treifas because they are treifas, cannot survive. So in melee we can take advantage of this simen. In other words, suppose there is a suffix, whether it is a treif or not a treif. So if we see that behemoth survived for 12 months, so it's right, it's not a treif. But this is only an accidental fact. Oh, no. These utres treifes are treifes because they cannot survive. And suppose there will be shiva teva. Sometimes there can be shiva teva. So then there will not be a treif. I mean, so that's the question. That's the question. Now, from Rashi's Loshi, Rashi says, Nof min agag mishochto miyat reifu afal pishin sheva nirvo. Chiv shishin she nisrasko v nisparko yivareo. Ve'ein tam bitreifes. Shaloch al meishim sinai. So it's mashmi from this Rashi that treifu in a chayo, and Rashi says it vis-a-vis the mish. And the Tanya of the Mishnah holds the treif in a chayo. Still he says in tam bitreifes. So bishleimi, if we say that a treif, that the treif in a chayo is only simen, it's an accidental fact, it's not an essential fact, then we can understand as to why he says in tam bitreifes. In other words, because Rashi was bothered, how is it that the Mishnah mentions these? Why doesn't the Mishnah mention other makas that are very serious? Let's say, the Mishnah doesn't mention, nor does the Gemara ever mention, that if the behemoth has cancer, behemoth can be afflicted with cancer, that is treifa. If a behemoth has cancer, so it's a misikenes. Misikenes is not treifa, misikenes is misikenes. It's not treifa. How is it that the Mishnah mentions nikvo, reishe nikvo. All right, reishe nikvo is a serious condition. But it's not as serious as other makas, as other kaloyim, that the Mishnah doesn't mention. So Rashi says, this is what bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, in tam mitreifes, you can't say any svores. The iser of treif, the shem treif, is not based upon the fact that the behemoth is very seriously sick. A behemoth might have a very serious sickness and not be treife. And it might have a kind of a condition that is not so serious, that is relatively mild. And it is a treife. Why? Because there's aloch l'mishim sinai. In other words, so when Rashi says, in tam b'treifes aloch l'mishim sinai, what does Rashi really mean? That even though the Tanya of this Mishnah holds treife is a nechayo, so that's only an accidental fact. And it can be used in determining and ascertaining as to whether a certain behemoth is a treif or not. But it's not an essential fact. It's a treif because it's a treif, because the halacha of Mishnah Sinai declares these chaloyim or these makes as treif. These yutches makes as treif. Nikvareyen, nikvadakim, nishbura hashetrem, nisekachut shalom, whatever. So that's a treif. But something that is not mentioned in the Yutres Treifes is not a Treife, even though it might involve him a much more serious condition for the behemoth. This is what Rashi means. Otherwise, what does Rashi say? Ve'im tam betreifes, shalochel meshim sinai. Why, there is a tam. In other words, why are these mentions? Because these are fatal, and other chaloyim are not fatal. So this is what Rashi apparently means, that this is only an accidental fact. I mean, the best raya, Mr. Asvore, would be the Rizi Tane who says the Treifa Chayo. So according to him, it's a special halachah l'mishnah Sinai that these Yutres Treifes are Treifes. These Yutres Makes are Treifes. Because even these Makes, the behemoth can survive. And still is a Treifa. So, Memele, it's very reasonable to assume that the Mandoma, the Tane Vav Mishnah, says Treifa in a Chayo. So he's just chilik an amitzias, but not that there is a different definition of treifa according to Mandoma, who says treifa is in chayim. Now the mashal, even though most poskim reject the mashal, and the mashal chite is, and the Miri mentions that chite, that only rough treifes cannot live. But a new treifes can live. So obviously, according to the Mashal and according to that Lashon Miri,
So treifen chayo is only an accidental fact. It's not the essential fact. It's not the essential fact. All right. Now, let's go a little more. Now, before we proceed with the Gemara, so let's go over the first thesis here, I mean, which on the surface appears like a very unimportant thesis. Elu treifes, iga simon elu nich. Apparently, there are two gersois. One gersa was elu treifes v'beima. The other gersa was ve'elu treifes v'beima. If the gersa is ve'elu treifes, so the vov is a vov amchaber. Apparently, it's relating to what, to the mishnes that were mentioned in the second pair. So we gasin on elu nichle, so then there is no difficulty in explaining it. But we gasin on veil and these treifes v'beima. What do you mean and? What are you referring to? After all, it's a new halacha, so why do you say and? We gasin on veil, yesh liforeish nikoya aplukte Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Akiva, v'heidel Rabbi Akiva din veil. Now, let's turn to that one and veizam it out. Now the Mishnah, Shochad es aveishet, to posak es agageres, suppose the Shechet was Shechet properly the veishet, and then the gageres, the windpipe, he was placing it, let's say, with the sakum po, so it's ikum. In other words, there was a psul of vikur occurred in the gageres. Oy posak es agageres, vahakeil shochad es aveishet, oy shochad echot mem vihimtin moachem meiso. Oy shehli, as a sakin tachas hasheni, uposke. Rabbi Yeshiva veimer neveil, Rabbi Akiva veimer treiv. Klal omar Rabbi Yeshiva, mishum Rabbi Yeshiva. Kol shenichliso bishchitoso neveil, kol sheshchitoso korol bebrachah gorem lo lifosei litreiv veimer Rabbi Akiva. So at first, Rabbi Akiva held that if, let's say, it was posak as a gageres, let's say the gageres, the windpipe, the major portion of the windpipe, was severed. Shalui al nishri. That's equal. Shalui al nishri. So then he was sheichet. The veishet, so Rabbi Akiva held that it's not nevele, it's treife. It's treife. But Rabbi Shimon said all the time that it's nevele. Because it occurred, the psu occurred in the shrita itself. And then Rabbi Akiva was made of it. Shochad is aveishet. Ve'edel Rabbi Akiva. Ve'remin. Eilu treifet v'beimo. Neku v'as aveishet u'psu kesag ha'keres. Sa'al merash. Treimi v'lav nevele. V'chim d'choz abei. Rabbi Akiva ha'idel treifet z'man. Now, here at first there was a machlik between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. But then Rabbi Akiva was chizeir and he conceded to Rabbi Shimon that psukas agageres is nevele. But so it's a double portion. After Rabbi Akiva conceded to Rabbi Shimon, after everybody agreed that psukas agageres is nevele. So why does the Mishnah in the Treifes mention psukas agageres among the Treifes? No, it's not treife, that's nevele. Amaro beloikash. Kan sheshochad lipseif posak. Kan sheposak lipseif shochad. So in other words, when does the Mishnah here, Daf Lamed Vei, say that everybody considered to Rabbi Sheva that it's nevele? That it's nevele? So that is in the case. Or something more explains it. Shochat v'lif seif posak. If first he was sheichet, and then it was psukas agageres. Shochat saveishet, and then al deiku. So the windpipe was severed. So nifsel b'shchiti, because he already started the shchiti, and then after he was sheichet the veishet properly, so So the gageres, the windpipe, was severed al diiku. So then it's ipsul neshchida, so it's nevel. Posak lipseiv shochad. But suppose first al diiku the sakin pogum, he just severed the major portion of the windpipe, and then an hour later, 2 hours later, it doesn't matter. It can be even a minute later or a second later. It doesn't matter. So in other words, as long as it wasn't, as it was done before the she started the shchiti. So, and then posak v'lipseiv shochat kidu abach gom l'fosil. So then it's like shechting a behemoth that had a perforated lung. So here too, when he started the shchiti, it already had a severed windpipe. So it's treivon. This is what the Gemara said at first. That's what Tovi said at first. So it says that even posik is ageres v'kachshor zaveish is also the veil. So at first he tried to explain. But in a chename, he first he severed the windpipe with the sakum pogum, and then he started the shchita. So it's only treifin. Omalei no shtei tshuvim midomo. Chodid ani kamaise. So why does he give two tziyurim? So it's one tziyur. Ve'oid hotnam v'hakei elo marom. Elo asur eskotam. V'yeish me'en niveles, v'yeish me'en treifus. So in other words, when the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the treifus, so this Mishnah that we just went over, so it says ve'elo treifus, it means elo asuris, but yeish me'en niveles and yeish me'en treifus. And Yeshman trains. So the Gemara says, "V'lechshiv nami d'cheski monepshach." If the Mishnah mentions not only treves, but mentions treves in the veiles also, so the Mishnah could have mentioned other asuris. The Omacheski, just as it mentions psukas agageres, which in fact is not treves, it's nevele, so it could mention other neveles. Also gister and veil. In other words, if someone chopped off the head of the behemoth, even though the behemoth is still mifacheses, so it's already in the veil. It's already in the veil. It's even mitamitumis neveil. Domacheski also gister and veil. Now, there is a bill pending in Congress and in most in the legislatures of most states of the United States, which declares, that bill declares brain death. In other words, if a patient does not show any waves on the encephalograph machine, that it should be declared that he should be considered in law as dead. So in other words, the doctor and the nurse and anybody will be able to do whatever he wants to do with a dead person. It's a terrible bill. Unfortunately, someone from the yeshiva world is involved on behalf of that bill. And the one who is involved on behalf of that bill, so he mentions, of course, it's a lot of nonsense. So he mentions this aloche, that also gister is nevele, that in other words, if there is decapitation, beheading of an animal, so the same thing would be true of a human being. The Mishnah says that it's true of a human being. In other words, suppose the Gemara says in Mishorze, that if somebody cut rof simonim in a person, in the husband, and then if it is possible, then the husband would mitzave another person to write out a get, and if the get would be written while he's still mifarches, so it's a good get. I don't know whether such a situation in Bimtzias happened, but if it will happen, the Gemara says that the get is a good get, even though the husband had the rof simonim cut, and he's still mifarches, and he talks, he's mitzave. So then the get is a good get. But suppose he's decapitated, beheaded, then, and suppose it's possible. That certainly is not possible. And suppose it will be possible for such a husband to be mitzaveh, so the get is no get, because Alpidin is considered gister. If there is decapitation, so he's considered as dead. And he's even mitame to misnevel. He's even mitame to misnevel, as the Gemara points out here. So because of that, so someone said that al pialoche, so if there is no brain activity, if the brain doesn't show any waves on the machine, on the encephalograph machine, so it's like decapitation. So it's nonsense for two reasons. First of all, there is such a fundamental difference between decapitation and an apparent termination or cessation of brain functioning. Because if there is decapitation, so then everyone can understand, one does not have to be very smart to understand that there couldn't be any resuscitation. Once you behead a person, so he couldn't be resuscitated. If the brain doesn't show any waves on the machine, so they are statistics. Of course, it's a very, very, very few, but there are statistics of patients whose brain did not show any waves on the encephalograph machine, and then somehow he was resuscitated. So there is a fundamental difference between decapitation and an apparent cessation of brain functioning. And then something else is possible. Because as a matter of fact, some doctors say that those patients who apparently did not show any waves on the machine and who were resuscitated, so it's not that the brain didn't function. But the brain functioned all the time, except that our encephalograph machine is not so advanced to be able to detect all kinds of waves of brain functioning. So, whether we say it that way or we say it this way, and I think that both ways are correct, you see. Both ways are correct. First of all, even if it had been determined with utmost certainty that there was a total cessation of brain functioning, it doesn't amount to decapitation. What is it? I mean, doctors, anvim, I mean, they can determine when it's possible to resuscitate or not. But one thing is clear, if a patient is resuscitated, so then it's a raya brure that he was alive all the time. It doesn't mean that the doctor was b'chayim nisim. Doctors cannot be b'chayim nisim. So, first of all, even if there is, assuming that there is a total cessation of brain functioning, so it does not constitute alpidin decapitation. And then, this is also very, very possible, that even if all the doctors say that there is a total cessation of brain function, because they don't have such machines to detect a mild and very inert functioning of the brain. But if, let's say, in due course, in time, as they will develop better machines, so they'll be able to detect. So for both reasons, anyway. So this analogy with Gister is pure nonsense, even though someone from the yeshiva world is involved in that. As a matter of fact, I submitted a paper. I mean, Meshi Shar asked me to submit a paper and Dr. Kabi Bleich and Dr. Rosenbaum, because I once delivered a lecture for the Foreign Society in New York about halachic definition of death. So he asked me to submit a paper, and that paper was submitted to the Supreme Court of the United States because a lot of pressure by a number of doctors and laymen and even clergymen, there's a lot of pressure is exerted by many people that this bill should pass. I mean, that will be a terrible thing because it will involve Shachas Domi, because many a doctor and many a nurse and stam a worker in the hospital is ready, you know, to take out the plug. I mean, the first moment, if he gets the okay from a doctor, he's ready to take out the plug. And many of these patients will probably still be alive, and then they'll be killed, I mean, by taking out the plug. So it's a terrible thing. All right. So, but their mokeya is this gemara, but it's no basis. So the gemara has the kashi v'lechshev namid cheskiye doma cheskiye also gister and elele v'lechshev namid Rebbe Elezer the omar Rebbe Elezer nitlo yerech v'chol shalom nevele. So monef shech if it's ele asuves koton v'yesh men neveles v'yesh men treves, so let him mention other neveles. So the gemara says ki koton ed nevele do entam mechay. So the Mishnah mentions among the Eletreifes, which really means the Lasureis, some Akes that are Nevele, but it's not Mitam Mechai. Mashenkin Gistere is Mitam Mechai. So one thing we see, I mean, and that of course, you see, here the Gemara said, Psukas Agageres, Is Nevele, Psukas Agageras. And there is no Machlekes Rishenim as far as Psukas Agageras is concerned. The Machlekes Rishenim is in regard to Nikubas Aveshet B'Mashu. So the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashbo in Chulm, even though the Rashbo in Bulgakame is to the contrary, but the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashbo in Chulm is that it is also Nevele. Nikubas Aveshet. So why is it mentioned here in the Mishneh? So for the same reason that Psukas Agageras is mentioned. So we'll see, I mean. But Nikubas, according to the Rambam, Nikubas Aveshet is Nevele. Not Revi, but Nevele. The Shita of Rabbi Netam, and you should know, I mean, the Shita of Rabbi Netam, because that Rabbi Netam is mentioned in the Facebook, that Ramad on Faith, Herod means the money. So according to Rabbi Netam, Herod means the money means Miyutkame of the Beishet. So what's the Abaye? The Abaye is since it's only the Masitarfes, not my Nevele, so maybe there is no Psulokot. So Rabbi Tam here says that when there is a Psul in the Miskame, so it's a Ise Masitarfes. It's only, in other words, if it is Nikav Bimashu, so it's only a Ise Masitarfes. Not the veil. There's the shite of Ramadan, and also the Eshkol, the Raivet, the Eshkol mentions one shite like that. He mentions two shites. So there is a machleket in regard to Nikuba Sabeshet Bimashu, whether it's only Reve or it's like Nikuba Sareye or it's the veil. But the Sukhita Gagaret is certainly the veil. But even though Nikuba
Even though Psukas HaGageres is Nivele, there is still a fundamental difference between the Nivele of Psukas HaGageres and the Nivele of Osogistere. Why? Because Osogistere Nivele is, let's say, if you chopped off the head of a behemoth, so then it's mamish death. It's mamish death, so maybe it's mamish to the Nivele too. I mean, what does Nivele mean? If it's me, so shall we all be shrite? If you behead it, you chopped off the head of the behemoth, so it's mamish death. Mashein came. Psukas HaGageres, Nevele, but you cannot say that it's mamish death. The Rai is the Gemara says we should all say that if the husband had both simoni, shochot, the condemnation was cut, and he was such a, he was on the verge of death, I mean, but he was still mivarchen, and he was mitzavek, a shliach to write again. Or let's say the guest was already written before his raising money was shochut, and then, but it was not delivered as yet, and then he said, you get leashy, as the raising money was already slaughtered, cut. So, it's a good guess. If it's dead, how can it be a good guess? The answer is, he's not dead, but there is a reason for it. He's not dead, but there is a reason for it. So, and he, that's the reason that's why it's not Mitami Tumas Nevele. Because in order to be Mitami Tumas Nevele, in order to be Mitami Tumas Nevele, then he must be dead mommy. If he's not dead mommy, he cannot be Mitami Tumas Nevele. But the Nisa Nevele, the Behemeth, Now the question, so here there is a Machlekes. What's the pshat in this Gemara? When the Gemara says here, "Ki kotone nevele lo mitame mechayim," avo nevele de mitame mechayim lo kotone. So that means Psukas HaGageres is not mitame mechayim. When on the mitame, after it will die, but as long as it's living, as long as it's mifal chesed, so it's not mitame, it's not there. But nevele it is, the reason it's nevele. What does it mean is this, the reason it's nevele? So take she said, cases that on the way, on the down, the less cases in the bottom, with the people I'm asking, with the middle of the cases in the heat, but look at the Gageret, so take the sheet and you, it doesn't mean that if somebody, let's say, will eat, let's say, of this behemoth, before, while the behemoth is still alive, but had it took at the Gageret, so the behemoth will have a potato on the way. No, but because since it's not becoming too much in the way, as yet, so why should he be able to eat on a day like he eats at Mechayim? Why is he alive? Right. But it means, the Vela, it means that he cannot have any head of sin. That's the pshat in the Vela. When the Gemara says here, Ki koton in the Vela do mitam in Mechayim, Avo the Vela mitam in Mechayim in koton, so Mele Gistere is mitam in Mechayim. That's dead mama. But Sukkot HaGageres, Sukkot HaGageres is blowing the time in the house. How about the Nisan Vele? So take the Kitty is no, Joseph is not the time in the Chayim. There is no Nisan Vele either. So why does it say it's the Vele? It means the Vele, in other words, is definitely the Vele. Because a behemoth, an ordinary behemoth, is not destined to be the Vele because he can shech death. And then death will occur to the Kitty, so it will not be the Vele. And even if the behemoth has its halfes, let's say it has a purple if it's long, has a purple if it's long, so it will still, or a purple if it's hard, so you still can shech it. So then it will not be matter, the shechit will not be matter of bachile, but it will be mitayim in the tumas of it. Masha'ink is this behemoth that has a severed windpipe, or let's say a purple if it's esophagus according to the Rambam, I mean according to some of the Rambam, I shouldn't say the Rambam, because the Rambam has his own shikot. So then it's destined to be Nevele. Because how will it ever not be Nevele? No shachte? Shchite cannot be a matter. So Tetzle says that the pshat that in Psukas HaGageres is Nevele, it doesn't mean it's Nevele. It's not the common to Miss Nevele, the Gemara says it so many words. And it's not a free, it's not affected with the Nisa Nevele, we say Chokom Nevele either. If somebody will cut off a piece of the meat from that behemoth that has a severed windpipe, and leave that piece of meat, he will not be higher malke for the love of Hosea Chokon and Eilam. He will not be higher malke. Why? Because it's not the veil, it's the living. It's a living. In other words, he'll be either a Misa of Eilam Nahai, but not the Misa of Neveilo. So what does that mean, Neveilo? But it's not Kame, it means his death needs to be Neveilo. There is no way to prevent that it should become Neveilo. Because Shchita will not be enough. This is how it is. However, Rosh Hashanah, in connection with Sukkot HaGeres and Mikra Foundation. So the Rambam says in Teregim of Chassidus HaLoch Ebo, מפני שהבי מאויו שמצטח סביב הקודש שלו, הוא שניקע והבי שבי משהו, נווה לו, נווה לו, ונשחית אומר את זה, כמו שנפויה. So, the כך, in Simen Lamed Gimel, sees Dalet. So, the Mechaber says, sees Dalet, sees Kotin Dalet, in Shach, but the Mechaber, sees Godel Dalet, Gimel, says, Veishet et Tovet HaVeishet, he needs after all the whole Shul Neveishet. Like the Rambam, not like a Metam that is praying. So, Zeru Shein HaRambam, גימו רצית על יוחיתה, אם מי יבור מפקד לפותרים, או שנקרא את מגב או כדוב, או שנית את הקריב הקונק, או שנית לבי יכול שלמו כמורו, הוא ישחית הריב, נביא ומחי. הוא משמע בהדיה, מדבור עוד נקיל את הבי שאת הנביא ומחי. אז הוא כן ישחית. דבח ישראל. And the Bach says, so in other words, the Rambam agrees with this. That even though the Rambam says Nevela Mechaim, it doesn't mean that you are even the Nisar of Nevela Mechaim. If you eat a piece of meat of dead behemoth that has a perforated sarcophagus, it means it's destined to be Nevela. There is no possibility of a Hetashri. This is how the Bach explains. But the Shach, so in other words, according to the Bach explanation of the Rambam, so the Rambam should be like this. The Rambam should be like this. But the Shach says, no, the Rambam is clear that the past is a lotion of the Rambam, not like this. However, this is what the Shach says, the Shach is in the Rambam, it's the case. But in the Kudish HaKesef, he is crazy. And he says, it's inconceivable that it should be veiled, it's still alive, or I is not in some sense of the veiled, and it should be veiled, they are the Mitzvah of the veiled, and they are called Reva Mechaim. So then he comes, so he could have said that he's crazy from what he wrote in the Kayan, and he says he agrees with the Pshat of the Bach. But the Pashtus Haloshim of the Rambam is the Shach, as he says, not as the Bach. All right. Now, the Kreisel Breishi says, now he says that the Pshat in the Rambam is like the Shah, that is the Kayah, not like the Bach. That the Rambam is really confused. That when he says Nevelo, it means it's affecting the Nevelo Mechai, but Nitam is the Mitzvelo, it is. In the Gabi, two Mitzvelo, that depends upon actual Misa, actual death. So, if the head is the head, if it was the head, so then it's Mam is dead. But here, it's not dead, it's Chayel Chodvorov, he's got a human being. He can divorce his wife with both Simon and being cut, not just Sukkot HaGeres. But with both Simon and being cut, it's still considered as the Chayel Chodvorov. So certainly here, Sukkot HaGeres is considered Chayel. So, but as far as he is, and the Eilo is concerned, it doesn't depend upon his actual death. It doesn't depend. It doesn't depend upon actual death. So, we can say, we have to say like the crazy lady. How could we say different? I mean, so the Gemara says, the lech tiznam lecheski edom hacheski oto gisper and veile. The lech tiznam lecheski edom hacheski oto gisper and veile. The lech tiznam lecheski edom hacheski oto gisper and veile.
So then the Gemara says, "Ki." The Gemara says, "Ki don't you feel me tam mechay? I will feel me tam mechay me gutan." All right, so extra small impression. So why is it that the crazy place here to say it? Because it's possible to say that in the Maskon of the Gemara doesn't say that, that there is a difference between Sukkot HaGageres and Dikmer. All right, now let's see the Gemara first. Rav Shimon Loki Shomar, Kam Sheshochad Mokim Chtach, Kam Sheshochad Shaloid Mokim Chtach. Shochad Mokim Chtach, Nisru Nishchiti, Shaloid Mokim Chtach, Ki Dova Achad Borem Lo Lipotel Tam. Lipotel Tam. So he says that Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon Loki, it all depends. It all depends. So if it is a shochad mokim chtach, in other words, let's say there was, let's say, a psukas agagere. There was a psukas agagere. Then he was sheichet at that place. So it's mitzvah b'shchit. Shaloi b'mokim chtach ki dovarach ha-korlo. If let's say it was Psukas HaGageres, let's say, over here. It was Psukas HaGageres, Al-Dinko, over here. Then he came with the Tachin Tosh Shite, and he was Sheikhet in another place. Another place. Not in the same place. So then it's considered like Shechting, the Behemoth has the purple as it was. So then it's right. ומי אומר רפשין מלוקי שוחה, ואומר רפשין מלוקי שוחה בתקונה ועשי מקווה הרי את שיעו, אהו מכמן למערך, כמערכה בדיקו את האדיר. So in other words, so once you cut one semen, so that semen is considered out of being not only as cut, it's considered as if it had been cut out. Cut out from the organism, as if it had already been placed in a basket. So Mimele, how can you say that he if he cut it? The corner. If he cut the corner, let's see over here, on top. I mean, he cut the corner with the satin pole. He severed the major portion of the circumference here on top. Then he came with the satin pole. He said, he cut it properly, I mean, he slaughtered it at the bottom. So then you say, it's only crazy. How do you say it's only crazy? According to Rashi Milwaukee, so once you cut the whole semen, even though the other semen was not cut at the end, but that semen is considered not only cut, it's considered as if it had been taken out from the organism and put in a basket. So how can, after it is, suppose you cut, you sever the major portion of the cornea, and then after that you tear it out and you put it in a basket, and then the sheikhet will come and he'll cut at another point. He'll cut it properly down the local way. So it's of course to be ridiculous. What kind of a shrite? So what kind of a shrite is it here? ומי אומר רב שמעון לוקי שוחר ואומר רב שמעון לוקי שוחר את הכל הכי נקרא הרי יקשיר אל עצמן מערכת נקרוי דמי וכן אמר פרחת מהפסון אמר אל אומר רב חייה ברעב אומר רבי יחנן לא יקשיר כאן קדם חזורת כאן לאחר חזורת ומשנה לזאת המקדם ומישנה הוא זאת המתאימות. So the Gemara in the final parrot says that Enoch Name, after the Maskone of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva considered to Rabbi Shevo, so the Meir of Sukkot HaGageres is not the traitor, should not be mentioned in the list of traitors. But this story of the Mishneh, this Mishneh was learned and was arranged before Rabbi Akiva. Before Rabbi Akiva conceded to Rabbi Shimon. So as of that moment, so Psukas HaGageres was still, Psukas HaGageres was according to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was the one who learned that mission, was Misada that mission, before Rabbi Nakodesh, in that order. So Mimele, when Rabbi Nakodesh was Misada the mission, so he put it, he didn't want to change it. But then the name after the Chazorim by Rabbi Akiva, so Sukkot HaGageres should not be mentioned in the list of praises. But Rabbi Nakodesh didn't want, you know, to change the order from the way it was arranged, you know, before Rabbi Akiva considered to Rabbi Shimon. So
So this is the territory of knowledge. The reason is why some Achrenim say that the concept of Rambam, so Nikuvet HaVeishet and Sukkot HaGageret is really coming to Mr. Rebbe. It's not only that it's Otam Echaim, but it's really coming to Mr. Rebbe. But the Gemara Meforeshes, the Gemara says, Kik Otam in the Zeyret, when it's Otam Echaim, I will really Mecham Echaim, like Otam Echaim. The answer is, because the Gemara doesn't remain in that territory. The Gemara is another territory. So they hold, according to Maskolam the Gemara, we don't have to say that there is a distinction between Yisrael and Sukkot HaGageret. It's only the Havam of the Gemara. But this is not Mistabra. I mean, of course, it's very Mistabra, like the phrase is crazy. That even though the Gemara doesn't remain in the Teres, that the Pshat in the Mishnah is Eilu Asurei, Yeshman Treilu, Yeshman Neveles, the Gemara doesn't remain in the Teres. But as far as this principle is concerned, that even though it's Nevele, it's not Mitam Mechaim, that remains Maskana too. That remains Maskana. All right, now. So the thing says, Oh, I got in on Eilu Nich, we got in on Veilu, Yesh Mitvorei, Yesh Mitvorei, Koya Tluk, the Rabbi Shem of Rabbi Kim, if it's Veilu, so what's the connection? Why do we have a Rav Amchaber? The answer is, it relates to the Machlokes in Rav Shevel Asura. The Hegel Rav Akiva, the Inveilos. The Inveilos. So that's why Rabbeinu HaKodesh put in the veil. He didn't want to change, you see, the order that was studied before, the order in which it was studied before the confession by Rav Akiva. But in order to emphasize that now it's not Reife, Psukes HaGageret is not Reife, but it is Veile, so he put in the ball. There is Veile, Rav Akiva, and Veile. Oy, Koya, Kolhane, Shchitos, Yipsul, and Leo, Tav, Tzul, Shira, Bishchite, Vav, and Veile. He come along with the Reife. Another therapy, the reason why he uses the Vav Amchaber is because in the preceding Mishnah, the Mishnah discussed something that became possible for Chlode, and so on. So the main idea, then he says, Veil. So all these Tzulim, Absolim, Shchite, some Mele, it's Nivele, Mashiachim, but, and these are Tzulim, I mean, in contrast, to the Psul of Chlode, that is the Psul of Shchute, which is Nevele, so in contrast to those Psulim, these are faces, so that's why he uses the ball. Okay, all right. Take the faces that are based on the dollar. We can relate with these clothes. So if the heart, the membrane of the heart, was punctured into the cavity of the heart, so then it's praise. Bishoni kubeh l'yitzak v'dishtal v'dishchvole. Shein dak, because the membrane is very thin. V'pshite sheinok nekev, shein nekev, choshu, v'hem kvav, im l'yitzak v'dishchvole. Avleif shor, so since it's very thick, so I could say, even if it doesn't penetrate, even if it's not penetrating naked into the cavity, so how did I talk? She look up the image. She choshu naked. She choshu naked. So come ask me now. Then now the papers were brought by Kashi. Why doesn't it say that Nita Alevo Reis? Vahadak, is straight. If the heart was removed, that is straight. So from this paper, you see, I mean, and all the shame pointed out, that the cessation of heartbeat does not constitute death, because if the cessation of heartbeat so constitutes death, even a human being, so maybe it's not shy to say praise, so it's a very mamish, if it constitutes death. So it's mefuret in the statement that the fact that the heart stops working is no criterion for that. All right. But certainly it is a basis. So why does he make mention? So he says, no, it's not necessary to mention. It's obviously praise, because sins is in the Kabbalah is praise. Allah has come on the hammer if the heart was taken out. And the same thing applies to the day. Let's say, if a lump, if one lump was taken out, so if the pain is at rest, because that's the Kabbalah of logic, from Nikab, Nikabaret, the Adachi is the intestines were removed. So it's not Yitzhakal, it's not the less humble than the Nikabaret. But we do find in certain places that where it is perforated, punctured, so then it is ready. But when it's taken out completely, so then it's not ready. The apple gave the whole spring. Omar did more than little kosher. If the spring was removed from the behemoth, so then it's kosher. And Mika, what if it's punctured, so it's ready. Yes, so that is an exception. But the whole honey is cooking is on it. She takes the whole skin, meat up. The whole skin is the meat for a moro, the gallbladder. Namely, here, the whole skin is out of place. That not only is the gallbladder was punctured, so it is placed there, but if the gallbladder was removed from the vein, it's also placed. When we come back in the black of the Messiah in the groove, it's free. So why does he have to mention a Mitzvah HaKobin to Yishtayah Nebrei? The Efshaliya is the Mitzvah HaKobin lo yamor. She nida kolbosar HaKobin, the Isha HaMor is Bukho, the Yitzvah HaKobin. But to pay me some melee, I would say that it's not rated, so yes, tell us. The Hod is not. So in other words, so Tetzel says, and all the Shinitz say the same thing, except where it is explicitly spelled out otherwise. So anything that makes Nekev is Yitzhakobe, so the removal of the organ in which Nekev is Matri, so the removal of the organ certainly says, unless it is spelled out differently. Alright, we heard it now, that the way of sharing, Nekev Alei, the word is Kuala'i. So why does it have to mention again? It's mentioned here in this race only if the Kabbalah is swollen, only when the neck is penetrated into the cavity. But otherwise, it's not. So why does he have to say again in the next Mishnah that the Kabbalah, when it doesn't penetrate into the cavity, it's not? They said so. But if it's just that he mentions now Mishnah, I would say the Pshat in the Mishnah is. So because it's halal, he says we love it because it's a halal. That was because there is a halacha. Now, when you have certain adhesions, tircha, and the long, and the leg, so it's all the same. So it's all the same. So there is a machlik and chash in case, why is it the same? I mean, after all, the Mishnah doesn't mention that if there is a tircha, if there is a tircha, and the rei, so any tircha that cannot be removed by mild touching, you see. So if the Mishnah doesn't mention it, the Mishnah mentions horei shenikva. Yes, so there's a machlokes Rashi cases. Rashi says that if there is a tircha, so that it's a raya that there is a naked. And Tesis says no. The fact that there is an adhesion on the lung, it does not indicate that there is a nekev in the law, but it is destined to become perforated. So the melee, so we don't say sin is destined to become perforated at the law as a result of the tzirich of the addition and the law. So the melee, we have to be chesish every moment, maybe the negative occurred already. No, he prayed for already. The fact that he's destined, that he has a certain matter, a certain condition, a certain matter in the long that he will ultimately culminate in a negative, so consider that he had a negative already. As if he had a negative, as if he had a negative already. And even let's say he'll share the behavior, a minute after he knows his dedication, and so, I mean, he's been developing the neck of the head. So he will still be Osabakhe, because the fact that he's going to result in the neck in due course, so that makes it a favor. So the male we could say in the next Mishnah, he's spelling out, Mikapalei, the loyal is falling to Shere, as I would say, that even if it's Mikapalei, the loyal is falling, but as long as it's keeping up, and it's likely to extend, to widen into the big foray. So the melee phrase, even though he was shechad immediately, before it had a chance to widen into the big foray. So that's why it's from us. What is now the other series of the foray? So we might be more than a minute. But in some of the foray, it was not even a whole. You heard it's done a mitzvah, a kakeret, a shecheiro. I mean, why does it have to tell us in the next Mishnah at all? It says here, Sukkah Tagar Geret is praised. So, I mean, so we understand that Mishnah Tagar Geret is not praised for. Highly Mishnah, the boy of Mishnah. Mishnah, Tagar Geret is not necessary. It isn't necessary for the next Mishnah to spell out the Tagar Geret. But Agavur, because it says, Mizikon. So, Memele, he mentions also Mikvah Gagertshe. V'nishbara Shedre v'nishna Kachushalo, Iskir. Now the next Mishnah says, now here the Mishnah says, if the spine was fractured and the spinal cord was severed, so he prays. So Rashi points out that the important thing is the spinal cord, not the spine. Not the spine. They are the next fish that spells it out in so many words that Nisbara Shedre, if the spine was fractured, the spinal cord was not severed, if shale. Why is it necessary? Because as far as this mission is concerned, I could say either a fracture of the spine or a severance of the spinal cord. So Kamash will know that the important thing is the severance of the spinal cord. I would say that it must have both a fracture of the spine and the severance of the spinal cord. So the next Mishnah tells us, no, that it's the spinal cord. It's not a fracture. It's not a fracture. The Nikah, the Kobe, so we start on the Kadais for the moral of the state. Oisha Chosu. So it says, the Mishnah says, Oreya Shemit wo Oisha Chosu. If the Reya became perforated, or it became deficient. Before it was more Oisha Chosu of the Zni. Oisha Chosu of the Zni. So in other words, so there is a Machlekes in the Gemara, whether Chisom is the Zni, Shmo Chisom, or Lo Shmo Chisom. Both Mohitong. In other words, suppose there is no perforation on the lung, but internally the lung becomes deficient. This happens even in the early stage of tuberculosis. In the behavior is afflicted tuberculosis. Even at the early stage, in the final stage of tuberculosis, if it's not cured, so then there is total deterioration of the lung. But let's say in the early stage, so it's already become deficient. So according to that mandoma, the chiton, the dnim, shmo chiton, so without any necking, but if internally there is deficient, so before the mono isha chot from the dnim, so without the necking. Mandoma chiton, the dnim, ishne chitone, so So how do they explain the Mishneh? So before it, that man Doma said, he told the Mishneh song, before the Shnipro the Rabbono. So the Nipro represents the view of the Rabbono. Oisha Chosro represents the view of Reb Shimon. Oisha Chosro and Reb Shimon. The Oma asked, you know, people with something funny, or the historian told you who made it. So in other words, the point of Reb Shimon, so a Nekev, he does not match it in any way. Only if it's not in position to pay it. At the point of juncture, if the nekif occurs, at the juncture with the bronchia. But otherwise, if the nekif in the rege occurs in any other spot, so it's not a place. But if there is the nekif and combined with the deficiency, so even though the nekev is in any other place, not at the juncture with the bronchi eye, it's already present. Alright. Put this away, that we may say, we shy of the Mishneh. And we can review the Torah. The question is, the Mishneh about traces of Aces is the third, I mean, much further. Is the third Mishneh. Why is it that the Mishneh discusses the other book has because he discussed Terusa's behavior, so maybe he discusses Terusa's amazing. If that, in other words, if it was flawed by hope, that's in the sense of the role of the Chinese of the Pai, the Chinese of the Chalet Israel, Medrash Hagal, we need the place in Kut. The time why Jesus is amazed if it was born by hope. So why is the place? Lord, we should be faithful in office. So it could be crazy even if it's faithful in office, like it's still generation. But this is not the reason why Jesus is amazed is praised. He came home to him because just as the Mishnah doesn't mention Sirche, why? Because that is included in Yitzhuva Tareye, all the Tirchen, the Tamatri, are included in Yitzhuva Tareye, so we shouldn't mention that. Umhai Taimel, we told him, Matrisen, Dam Yelidusev, Dam Yelidifrek. In other words, easily the change of color of the lungs of the behemoth. In other words, if it looks like ink, you know, black, like ink, So then, it is also tracing. Why doesn't it mention? The answer is because the reason as to why is the long change its color and looks like him, black like him. So it's tracing because it's a polynomial. That's a fishita. I mean, all the traces in red are based upon the fact that it's a polynomial. So that's the reason as to why all these other traces in Rei are not enumerated, just before it's a Rei. So, and please, Bruce is mentioned, so it must, it certainly is not based upon the fact that it's faithful in office. But why is Bruce prefer? Our time is Bruce, Shorere, sailing is faithful on me. When a beast or a bird of prey is there, is born, so then it injects, the wild beast injects its poison into the system of the behemoth or into the system of the bird. So in the main way it's friendly. All right, now we go on. Omer Reb Shimon Meloki, Rebbe Shrei Trei V'Natir Minayim. Minayim, I mean, we have to discuss what is the Mokia for the Israel of Trei. It's called out. We put some other table in the field. And then it's the same for she may have you in a table in a year. It's done the same day. The cloud. How she is coming your high or train for me cloud. The train for in a high. Because it says in the same the cloud. How she is coming your high or train for so me cloud. The train for in a high. Me no one. Minon, how do we know? Yechzi, So how do we really know that the Prefo cannot survive? So, the Chiv is the Chaya of the Chayu. Chayu a Chayu, Chayu a Chayu will take. So in other words, only that behemoth which can live, but that behemoth which is a bit alone, if it has a certain condition, it has a certain condition that it cannot live, so the melee, you cannot eat. Chaya Achir Shere Chaya Lezim. Michlau the Prefo La Chaya. Since the Drosh is Beit HaChaya, so the Torah implies only a behemoth that is Chaya that can live is capable of living. But the behemoth that is Beit alone is not. So it's a Raya that is Prefo. Cannot survive. Very long. Yes. Uman the Oma Prefo La Chaya. But the Gemara was saying, the Machlokes is annoying. Whether Prefo Chaya or Prefo Lo Chaya. Uman do ma tzei pachayo min olon. Nafkelei mi zei tzachayo asho techeilu, zei tzachayo acheil, chayo acheres lointe. Michlau itzei pachayo. So that man do ma holds on the counter. He learned out from the posi that it's tzei pachayo. Vidoch, and the man do ma who says the tzei pachayo, he cannot explain the posuk zeit achaya asher techeilu, zeit achaya acheil, chaya acheres leiteche. In other words, chaya acheres leiteche. Michlau de Prefo Chaya. Do you hide this my other way? Boy, you tell me Rabbi Shmoel. You tell me Rabbi Shmoel zeit achaya asher techeilu. 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 Rabbi Shmoel zeit achaya because I told he darshan from that posse, Zoyt Chay Achil, Chay Acheres, Zoyt Echay. So how can we learn out that Tzofat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekomim in our Meshe? V'idoch Nami Boi Lech Tzol Rav Shmoel. Enoch Nami. Elo, Chayfa Chayo. So how does he know Chayfa Chayo? Not from this posse. Zoyt Chayo. Asha Tzachayu. Because Zoyt Chayo Tzachayu, so every mandoma has to darshan. So that I could go for a nation. The community, the our nation. Hello, Rebbe Chaim, no way, not for me, Dr. Rebbe Shmoel. From another point. The son of Rebbe Shmoel, the Nachaya Nechelet, the Chaya Shavoy Teicha. Eru Shmei Esrei Treite, Shenem Ruh Nishe Misik. So, in the Mishnah here, you can count up 18 places in the Mishnah. So, the son of Rebbe Shmoel says, it's a local nation in Sinai. That these, you chet makei, Laws in the heyday, so that the heyday was torn up, was needed for by the wild beast. That's the wood. Elam and Ireland, they didn't say for Yechid, which must be written a coaching in the Chayot Reif, because the Tame of the Mishneh agrees with the Mandoma, that they were in a Chay, Alma Treif in a Chayo, they the Chayo Treif, they the Chayo, Mandoma Treif a Chayo, Tam Zirkin, Omul Abu Kedi, but we have this kind of time, so it's Johnny, Zeit Achayo, the one who says Treifo Nechayo, so it cannot survive for more than Zeit Chedek. Zeit Liute Uvoch Amasma, Zeit Stam Bein Mishir Chayo Zachir, Chayo Acheres in Treifo, Dama Mishir Chayo Leteich, Uvin Achayo Shaleteich, Ava Mishir Chayo Leteich. Shmei Nezke Treifes, lo yin lav mikol ko mishnam, elu ha'aloch ala meishe misin. So it's aloch ala meishe misin, that it has Treifes. Now, so it goes without saying that the Mandoma, like some of the Rabbi Shmuel holds the Prefo Chaya, you know, he said, the son of Rabbi Shmuel holds the Prefo Chaya. So according to him, the Prefo, he thinks that it's a cause of it's a local mission in Sinai. Not because it cannot survive. That's why it's a Prefo. It's a Prefo because it's a Prefo, the local mission in Sinai declared it as a Prefo. Now, the question is, according to Mandoma, who says Prefo in a Chaya, then it can be considered.
So we can say that even according to Vandoma, so the Eina Chayo is only a synonym, it's an accidental fact, it's not an essential fact. It is just as according to Vandoma, so it's a local mission in Sinai, it's based upon a local mission in Sinai, even though it can live. But, so the Vandoma who says pray for Eina Chayo, also agree, we also agree that it's based upon the local mission in Sinai. But, coincidentally, there is a synonym. In other words, not community is, if there is a subject where the baby is a slave or not, so we observe the baby, if it survives for 12 months, it's a raya that it isn't a slave. It isn't a slave. But for in the higher, according to Mandoma, the higher Sankar Mishneh is only an accidental thing. Or, since the Mishneh mentions that there are cloud coaching to be a higher favor, so it's an essential thing. And they don't have a court mandoma say for Chayo. So then, it's based upon a local mission in Sinai. But the court mandoma say for Ina Chayo, even though it's also a local mission in Sinai, but a local mission in Sinai itself is based upon the fact that these Yitzchet Trefes are not Choy. That has to be considered. That's what we saw yesterday from the Roshan of Rashi, that Rashi Shittim is, because Rashi says in the Mishnah, in Tamu, and Rashi mentions that in the Mishnah, the time of the Mishnah holds, Trefa Chayo, still he says, in Tamu, if he had held that the Eina Chayo is the basis for the Trefa, if he had held that the Eina Chayo is the basis of the Trefa, so the male, he wouldn't say in time with Trefes. There is a time. The reason is why one market made him a Trefa and the other market does not make him a Trefa. The reason is why Nika Poreye made the Behemoth a Trefa. And let's say cancer the Behemoth does not make the Behemoth a Trefa. It's because Nika Poreye so is in a Chayo and cancer it is Chayo. But we don't know the cure. We don't know the cure. So why does Rashi say in Tamu Trefes? So it's mashma that from Rashi that even according to Tanakh Baum Mishi, who says Trefa in a Chayo, it's only a simen. It's an accidental fact. But the Trefa it is for the same reason that this is a Trefa according to Mandoma Trefa Chayo. All right, that's Rashi. But there might be another Shittus of Hashem, and it's Chelet HaMadusim. Now, since Moraes, Misurek, Tonel, what Shmuel said, there are Yitzchet Trefes, but aren't they more Trefes? Bazga is the Rosh Hashanah. The base stands for Behemo, Shenechtichu, Ragleo, Min Akuba, Mumayim. So if, let's say, the lower part of the leg of the Behemo was removed, believed in it, so then the Behemo is not the Trefes. But if the upper part of the leg of the Behemo, above the knee, was removed, then the Behemo is a Trefa. So there's the base. The base stands for Behemo Shelech Tichku Ragleo. Now, the Samer stands for Chisorim. Let's say Chisorim Bishetre is a Chulye. Was removed. If the chulia was removed, the vertebrae from the spine was removed. Or if there was a certain chisorim in the skull, the Gemara will discuss it. So the Tamer said stands for chisorim. Chisorim b'shedre, chisorim in the skull. And then the Gimel stands for gludum. For gludum. Now, gludum means that the hide of the behemoth was completely removed. Completely. From the whole organism of the behemoth, you remove the hide. So, now, and then the reish stands for charusam. Charusam means if the lung of the behemoth became shriveled, and hard. So that's bad.
it's an abbreviation. So in other words, four treatments, Voyike Bastia, four more treatments. They would an echte Fogaglel, meaning Nakuvol Mayo, and Chisore in Bishedre, and Rudo, and Haruso. Vishef Shmaite, there are the seven Alochas mentioned in Hebraic, seven other treatments, Shef Shmaite, the more you mention. So in other words, so we have more than Yitzchess. So we have 4 and 7, 11. So we have 11 more over in the God that Yitzchess mentioned in the Mishnah. So we shlein a litani, we don't. Our time in the Mishnah just mentions 18. Just mentions 18. So Mimele, but these 18 add up to a, and these, he just mentions certain traces. Nikloreye, Nikafushomeya, so on, Israshad and Nisa Huchalo. So when you add them up, it happens to add up to 80. But he doesn't mention any number. So Mele, the Tan of the Mishnah, is not interested in telling us the total number of traces. He just mentions a certain number, certain traces, so Tonabishaya. Tonavishaya, but we shouldn't have done Tonavishaya. As if